Illinois Wesleyan University has a new sports coach, but it's not the kind of sports you're thinking of. Callum Fletcher is the new head coach of Wesleyan's eSports program, a form of competitive online gaming. GLT's student reporter Dania De La Hoya visited Wesleyan's recent eSports tryout. She talked to Fletcher about the growth of eSports and how he plans on building Wesleyan's new program up.
eSports is simply competitive video games. It started in early 2000s. I mean, it can be traced back even further than that with your first Space Invaders tournament. But it truly kind of took its roots with QuakeCon, and which is a first-person shooter. And then games, tournament organizers like Major League Gaming came into play and World Cyber Games. And it kind of took off in the early 2000s. And then in the late 2000s, it kind of started skyrocketing and you started seeing bigger sponsorship deals, bigger prize tournaments. And it's kind of just gradually evolved into this behemoth that is a huge player in the entertainment industry, and it's only getting bigger, as you're seeing now with the collegiate esports scene growing, which really has only been around for about 2 years now. So at its core, it's competitive video games.
And how did you find out about Illinois Wesleyan's new program?
Sure. I was actually just looking for a new opportunity, and I came across it online, and it's one of those things where you kind of see it and you're like, oh my God, that's perfect for me. I have a background in event management, community management, and then I personally have been a competitor. I've ran tournaments. I've helped manage large-scale events that revolve around gaming. So I've kind of got this smorgasbord of opportunities that I've had in the past that have all kind of funneled into making this a perfect opportunity for me. Jumped on it the second I saw it, and I was fortunate enough to secure the role. I studied law enforcement and homeland security in university, and I've always been passionate about gaming, and kind of growing up, when I was going to school, there was no video game business. I mean, you had your typical level design and multiplayer leads and stuff like that for video game studios, but there was really no path that you followed to get into esports and stay in esports. So I took it upon myself to create opportunities. So I would volunteer at events. I mean, I flew myself out to Toronto and put myself up to help run an event that didn't pay or anything, but it was just a good resume builder. It's those things like that is why I love esports, because anybody who is passionate about it, who's dedicated to it, who loves it, can do anything with it. They just have to go out and do it.
And so how did you go from graduating with a degree in law enforcement to having a career based on video games?
Yeah, so I was a intern. I got it, my first job out of university, I was an intern at an arcade studio in the Chicago suburbs. Basically came in and they said, tell us what you want to do, and if we like you, we'll bring you on full time. I spent the next few months kind of building out proposals and plans and projects, and fortunately was lucky enough that they liked what I said and brought me on full time. And then over the next 2.5 years, I went and did everything from helping set up and organize the Big Buck World Championship to working with Twitch over at TwitchCon and doing all these really cool events. And I literally just soaked in everything I could. And after 2.5 years, I said, okay, I'm ready for that next step. And I've always wanted to get back into more mainstream games. Arcade was never really my first love. It wasn't where I wanted to spend my life in a career. So I always had the idea of, okay, the next job is back into mainstream. It's going to be something that I really, really want to do. And this is exactly that.
And so what got you into esports in the first place? Can you trace it back to a certain time, a certain age or anything?
Yeah, I can actually. Back in the glory days, this must have been, I don't even know how long ago, but I used to play Halo 1 at my buddy's house, and this was back when you would have to, instead of Xbox Live, you would tether all of the Xboxes together, and we would all be in separate rooms of the house, and we'd have 8 to 16 people over there, all shouting at each other from different rooms, and that was my first taste of competitive video games. Then in 2008, I had the opportunity to go to New Jersey and play in a tournament with some friends, and we got destroyed. We got absolutely whooped. But the weekend, I mean, I was probably 14 or 15 at the time. That weekend was kind of just this catalyst that made me go, this is where I belong. This is what I want to do. So I went home and I practiced and I got as good as I could and kept on competing. And it evolved from being a competitor to, okay, I don't really have time to compete and practice anymore. So I'm going to get into the administrative side of things. And then here I am today.
So what will you be doing as head coach of the program here?
Yeah, so my biggest responsibility is recruiting the team for next year. The program is being built up from scratch, so we don't currently have a varsity level team that starts in 2019. 2018. My biggest responsibility will be recruiting. The second is we're actually building an esports arena on campus, a state-of-the-art facility that students, faculty, and outsiders alike can all come and kind of congregate around something that they're passionate about, which is games. And then also, I think one of the biggest responsibilities is building this esports community on campus that everyone can come. We have a really diverse student population at Illinois Wesleyan, so the fact that students can come from China or Europe or anywhere in the United States and come to Illinois Wesleyan and instantly have people that they're passionate or people that they share the same passions with, it naturally creates connections, which I think is incredibly important when you're going away to school, especially some people as far as Europe and China.
And how many other colleges and universities are doing esports?
There are approximately 40 collegiate varsity level programs currently, so it's still incredibly young. There are about just over 100 TESPA chapters, and then there are, I heard a number around 600 clubs throughout the United States. So it really depends on what level you're trying to understand, but it can be anywhere from 600 to 40. But it's growing. I mean, it's growing fast. I'll be astonished that if by the end of the next year there's not 75 to 100 varsity programs throughout the United States. And then the following year will be in the hundreds. And at some point, it will get to the point where most universities have an esports team.
So what kind of games do you guys play here then?
Sure. So Illinois Wesleyan is focusing exclusively on League of Legends currently. There are other collegiate titles such as Overwatch, Rocket League, Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, Super Smash Bros. So it kind of varies, but as of now, we're just focusing on League of Legends. Personally, I would love to see us expand into other games in the future, but that will all ultimately depend on the success of the program.
And what is League of Legends for those who don't know?
Yeah, so League of Legends is a 5v5 online battle arena. So essentially, a player will go in with a team of five, and they will choose a champion, and the objective is to destroy the other team's base before they destroy yours. It's a lot more complex than that. I've been playing for about 6 years, and there's still things that I'm kind of picking up and going, what? I didn't know that. And fortunately, that's my role as the coach, is to make sure that my players do know that. Fortunately, I think I'm an excellent candidate for the job. Obviously, the school did too. But yeah, it's a battle arena. It's intense. The games can last anywhere from 15 to an hour.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Danya De La Hoya. Today, we're meeting the new head coach of Illinois Wesleyan's esports program, Callum Fletcher. I visited Wesleyan last week for esports tryouts. One of the students who showed up was senior computer science major Drew Litherland. He's never played competitive League of Legends before, but he was still excited.
I've always liked video games on a very technical level, and you can definitely see those technical quirks of the game shine through whenever there's really high level competitive play. Like, people are gonna try to push these video games to the limit, you know, and try to beat the other guy by any means. And so you see a lot of cheap stuff, but it's still really interesting to me, just what people come up with and how these meta games evolve. And yeah, and I really like that.
Do you have to be super experienced to join these things on campus, or what's the experience level here?
I would say if you have a prior interest in a game and you played it a lot in your spare time, then it wouldn't be too hard to adapt to a more competitive environment. But if you're completely new, it could be really an intimidating experience, because these players put so much time into it, and they're just so much better. And it seems like, man, I don't, a lot of times people be like, oh, I don't think I'll ever get that good, and for me, I'm a very new League of Legends player. So if I see somebody who's been playing 7 years and I'm just starting out, and he's got a really high rank, and he's being really fast on the keyboard, it seems like, oh, I'm so far behind. I doubt I catch up in any reasonable amount of time. But it's still fun. For Smash Bros, I'm kind of the same way. But just through hard work, you can keep up with the really good people. So
how long have you been playing?
League or Smash?
Both.
Well, I've been playing Smash Bros since I was a kid, technically, but I didn't get into it very competitively until about 3 years ago, when I saw online that there was a huge scene for it and there was a lot of resources. For League of Legends, I started playing actually about I was really late to the party. I started playing it this summer in May just because my friends were playing it over the summer, and they'd always be in the Discord chats, like, talking to each other, and I just kind of didn't want to be left out, so.
I asked Fletcher how the competitions work, especially at the varsity level, where he hopes to take Wesleyan's esports program.
Yeah, so the beauty of esports is it can be typically done electronically and online, so we don't have to travel around for tournaments often. So typically, leagues will run like a standard league. You play everyone, and then the best seeds will move into a playoffs, and then after playoffs, the top two teams will play in the championship. Similar to everything from March Madness to a standard league for a soccer team or a football team or anything like that. It's really no different. It's just we're replacing the physical sport aspect of it to a video game esport. There's a couple leagues that we're looking at competing in over the next year or two. We'll see where our team ends up this semester and next semester.
So you're the first ever head coach of the esports program here. So where do you hope to take the program during your time here? And what do you hope to see come of the esports program?
Yeah, I really, really, really would love to see this program succeed. And to me, succeeding is expanding into other titles, having teams in every single game, having a community on campus that is attractive to students all over the world. Don't even need to be our competitive players, but they're still interested in coming on campus and being a part of the community. I don't think there's an end goal. There is no end goal with esports because it is growing. It's constantly growing, and there's no, okay, we're going to have this, and then we're going to stop. The goal is always to get bigger and better, and to me that means inclusivity. It means diversity. It means growing in numbers consistently, and it's a safe place for our students to come and have connections with people and be a part of something bigger than them.
That's Callum Fletcher, the new head coach of Illinois Wesleyan's esports program, speaking with GLT student reporter Dania De La Hoya. Fletcher is also part of a committee at Wesleyan spearheading the creation of an esports arena on the second floor of the Hanson Student Center. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker.